We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Harezei Gitech Amnash Titli Masayim Zuz. You give an Isha a get, and you say, I have it tonight. There's a get only going to be chal if you give me 200 Zuz. Harezei Megureshes, the Lacha is she's divorced, Vetitain, and she has to give the money. Now, we'll see in the Gemara, when is the Gereshin from after you give the money, or from now, we'll see in the Gemara. What happens if she makes a tonight like this? Amash Titli Li Mekam Masayim Yoyim. You should give me money between now and 30 days. So the halacha is like this. If you gave the money within 30 days, megureshes, then the halacha is there's a gerushin. Rulav in megureshes. But if you don't give in 30 days, not megureshes. Sounds like it's a pashta halacha. That was a tanai. You have to give in 30 days. What's the chiddush? The Gemara will talk about that. Amrav Shem Megamiel, Maisa v'tzidon, the story in Tzidon, ve'echot shom l'ishtar, rezi gidech amnash l'tzilisi. He gave his wife a get. He says, I'm giving you this get, amnash, that you give me my shirt. Give me a shirt. Va'avda it's Lisai, and his shirt got lost. And Chacham said that you yotze by giving the money, the value of that shirt. You don't have to actually give the shirt. And we'll see again, Rav Shimon Gamliel is a new thing. What does it have to do with the rest of the Mishnah? We'll see in the Gemara, what's the Shaykhis, what's the Hemshech in the Mishnah. So the first discussion of our Gemara is the first line of the Mishnah. First line of the Mishnah says, you give a get to your wife, and you have a tanai. You have to give me 200 zuz. So it says she is negoreshes, but v'titen, you have to give the money. My v'titen, Rav Huna ama v'hititen. Rav Huna says, it's chal now, and when you, it's a tanai, it's a condition. You have to give the money. Once you give the money, it's chal from now. L'ma freya, it's chal from now. It's just a tanai, that you have to keep that tanai. As long as you keep the deal, then it's chal from now. Rav Yehuda ama l'kashtiten. It's only chal when you give the money. My benai, what's nafkamila halacha of Rav Huna Rav Yehuda? Big nafkamini, kebenai uch neskara aget oisha avad. The difference is if the get gets ripped or gets lost. According to Rav Huna, it was given already. The get was given, it's done. And the 200 zuz is only a tanai. And once you keep the tanai, it's chal from now. But according to the other man, the Amar, Rav Huna Amar v'titen ein shirichem v'get. Rav Yehuda Amar, l'kish titen shirichem v'get sheni. If you know what I get. Why? Because it's only chal when I give the money. When I give the money, the get wasn't around anymore. It was ripped. It was lost. And therefore, you have to give a new get. So that's the nafkamina halacha between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. And we'll see soon. We'll speak about another nafkamina that comes out from Taisus. Zok the Gemara, but we have the exact same achleikis, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, when it comes to the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, the Tanan. We learned the Masechtas Kedushin. If you tell Isha, hey, I want to give you Kedushin, Amanas, that I will give you 200 zuz. So Allah is, Harei Mikadeshes, V'itin. The Kedushin is chafam now, and then he still owes her 200 zuz. V'itmar, my v'yitain. So Rav Huna ma v'yititain. It's chafa now, like I just spoke out. It's chafa now, and you give the money. Who yitain? I'll give the money. Rav Huna, no, likash titain. It's only chal, likash yitain, when you give the money. Only when eventually when you give the money. So my benai, what's that for me? Alacha, yikav benai, usha poshto yad v'kibla kedusha me'achar. That means he made the kedushin in Nisan, and the money was paid up in Sivan. And meanwhile, in between, she accepted the kedushin from someone else. So Rav Huna ma v'yitain, once he gives the money, then tanai balmu, it's a tanai who. But Kaim Tav also, the Kaim Tav, he's the one who's with Kadeshus first from Nisan. Rav Yehuda Lakshitain. Only when you give the money is the Kedushin. So Lakhiyavla, who to have a Kedushin? When you give the money, that's when it's Kedushin. Has to have a Kedushin, but right now it's not a Kedushin. Yeah, it's only Chal later on. So Nafgimin is Mekab Kedushin from someone else. So Tosis points out, this same Nafgimin that you said, she's Mekab Kedushin from someone else, could be the same Nafgimin by Get also. Remember, the case is you give a Get, and you have to give still give, she has to still give 200 zuz. So if you hold likash yitain, so then right now she's still eish zish and told Sivan when she gives the money. She's still eish zish. So if she kept accepting from someone else, it won't be chal. Mashiach and the fear of Huna, where it's chal mafreya, so she's divorced a woman already when it's before Sivan. Ready from Nisan, she's a divorced woman. Once they give money on Sivan, so then if she's accepting from someone else, it's chal. So you could have said that in Afkamina. And Taish says, you could have said after Afkamina also. You could have said, this case was they make Kedushin with a star Kedushin. He said, you have to, and I will give you money later on. If the star gets ripped up, if you hold likash yitain, it's only chal later on. If not, it's chal now. But Taisa speaks out that if you give Kedushin with money, then it's always, it's, even if the Kedushin is chalet on, but even if the money is lost, it still works because there's a shibud of money. That's what Taisa speaks out, the Vasli Ikuk. Read it inside. Ika benayu, shepashto yada kibla, le'el gabi get, have a much of the way manami, shepashto yada. Because she's the one who used it up. We have here two machloikasim, the exact same machloikas. One's by get, and the question is it chal mafreya or not? Is it when you give the money, or when you give the money, it's chal mafreya? And same thing by kedushin also. Is when you give kedushin now, and you say, I'm going to give you 200 zuz, when is the kedushin chal? When I give it 200 zuz, it was chal mafreya. So Gemara says we need both machlekesim. We need both machlekesim. The Yeshvin and Gabi Kedushin. Let's all take Rav Huna's shita here. The Rav Huna holds that it works mafreya. So you say by Kedushin, how come Rav Huna of Huyitain, Mishum the Kravikasi? There you want the Kedushin to be as fast as possible because you're getting married. You come to get close. Ava Gabi Gerishin, the Rechaikasi. By Gerishin, we're trying to distance her. Maybe the Yamaskim that you want it to take longer and only want to give the money. Like Rashi speaks out, maybe he thinks, I'll be mefayaser. Or so then maybe he's Maida. Let's read it inside one more time. So this we have a Kedushin, it's only Chalid on. If it says by Gerishin, maybe Dafka by Gerishin, does Rav Huna say that it's Chal from now? Why? Because he's not worried. He has das to give a get now. He's not worried about collecting the money. He's not embarrassed to collect the money from her, especially if he's in a fight with her. He'll go after her, get the money. Avagabi Kedushin, where she is embarrassed, the ksifa lemitveh, she is embarrassed to collect from the money. Maybe he's maid Rav Yehuda. It's not chal from now because she's not really doesn't have das for Kedushin right now because she's scared she's not going to get the money. So therefore, maybe he'd be masked Rav Yehuda. So tricha in both cases. V'yashmin, and now we're going Rav Yehuda, the same exact tricha in Rav Yehuda. If he said by Kedushin, there Rav Yehuda says, Likashiyitain, he says, you wait till you actually give the money, because there she's embarrassed to ask it. But by Gerishin, where the husband's not embarrassed to ask it, maybe they'll be asking to Rav Yehuda. Might let Rav Yehuda, that's chal right away. Maybe feeling said by Gerishin, there he's trying to distance her, so maybe there he didn't want to make up still, so he wants to get to be chal as late as possible. You need a tricha. Now really, the Gemara doesn't always do this. So many trichases. It goes both a tricha and Rav Yehuda, both cases, Rav Huna, both cases. All you really have to say is that Gerishin has a Maila and Kedushin has a Maila, and that's really enough. So the Ram Shif says, because here, besides for having Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda twice, we also have this Mishnah twice. We have a Mishnah by us that says Vatitain and a Mishnah Kedushin Vatitain. So us trying to explain why we have two Mishnahis, therefore we cover all the bases. Al-Kapanim, we have all the trichas here. There's a mile of Kedushin, there's a mile of Gerishin, there's a mile of each Vandiyama. Akaponim, we need both machlekes. But the bottom line is, we have machlekes Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, if it's chal and mafreya or not. Now we're going to have a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says it's only chal it on. We're going to have a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Meisvei, hareze giteich. I'm going to ask you a kasha from a tesefta. It says, hareze giteich, I'm not shetitli masayim zuz. If someone gives a get to Isha and says, I'm not shetitli masayim zuz, so it says klar in the tesefta. Even though the get got ripped up, I should never got lost. Megareshes. Why? Because chalam afreya. Mama shirayit to Rav Huna. Well, achel loytenasi ashtitim. But don't get married. Don't get remarried until you give the money. Because even though it's a work of afreya, but you don't know. You have to make sure the money, the money is being given. That all the eyes will be dotted and T will be crossed. So you have to make sure all the things are klar. Then you could get married. But avadet be chalam afreya. So therefore, if it gets ripped up, the get it's still going to be a good get. This is a clear right to Rav Huna. Another right to Rav Huna. Va'oi time to the brisa. Hareza gitach amnas l'misayim zuz. If someone gives a get, amnas that the isha has to give him 200 zuz or meis, and then he died. So it depends. Nosna ein es kukul yavam. Loi nos kukul yavam. If she gives the money to him, then obviously no yibo, because it's a good get. But if you didn't give the money, then it's not a good get. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, that there's still a chance after Misa. You still could make up the Tanai, he's dead. And he sends La'ovid, you give it to his father, La'achav to his brother, La'echav and Akrevim, any of his Krevim. So there's Mechlekes over here, if I'm Yaitzim, my Tanai, we give it to the Krevim. So the Gemara explains like this. Ad kan le'pligi ella, the whole Mechlekes is only, the Marasav aliva lo'el yarshai, when I say to give me, I mean me and not my Yarshim, or Marasav aliva filo yarshai, the other man is to give to me and even to my Yarshim. That's the Mechlekes. If you Yaitzim, the Tanai, I give it to my Yarshim. But everyone agrees that it's a Tanai. Everyone agrees it's Tanai, it's Chalam Afreya. because if you'd be yaitzah the mitzvah giving la'aviv, yaitzah the kiyama tonight would work. The guy's not alive. If it's only chal b'shasmi and give it tonight, it's too late. He's dead. Get la'chamisa. It must be chal mafreya. So we have here two brises that say first that's chal mafreya. So it's a kasha of Rav Yehuda. It says it's only chal when you give the money. Here's the void. When you give the money, he's dead. It's still going to work if you meant leave it lo yarshai. That you give me all my yarshim. It's after me. So it works my freya. So it's a kasha Rav Yehuda. Tiyufta Rav Yehuda. It's a kasha Rav Yehuda. Omalak Rav Yehuda. It's not shver because Hamani Rebbe. I agree. There's a man the Yama holds like that. That goes to my freya. Hamani Rebbe. The Yama Rav Huna. I'm a Rebbe. Call Ima Amnas. Go Machshav Dami. Anytime you say Amnas, it always means automatic Machshav without saying the word Machshav. Well, pliga Rabban Ola. But the Rabban argue. That's what Rav Yehuda says. Rabban argue. We don't know what the first Rabban is, but the Rabban argue. I know Dami Rabban. I hold the Rabban. Therefore, Rav Yehuda says the Rabban argue on Rebbe, and they hold Amnas is not Machshav. Machshav is only if you say Machshav. So. Like upon him, that's why Rav Yehuda says, I'm going like Rabbanon. You're going like Rebbe, I'm going to Rabbanon. Tosis points out that we passing like Rav Huna b'shem Rebbe. Tosis, the Master Rav Huna says, V'chein halacha, the kaim like Rebbe, chloim amanas, kaim ma'achshu dami. That's how we passing actually. But like upon him, that's what's happening here. Rav Huda says, V'chloik is Rebbe, the Rabbanon. And therefore, he says that you're right, those brises are right, but the brises are going to Rebbe, I go with the Rabbanon. So, the Gemara, Om Rav Zeira, Ki avinu b'bavel, and as in b'bavel, Amrinon, Hod Amar Rav Yehu Rav Huna Amar Rebbe Kol Ema Amnas Kam Machshav Dami. Anytime you have a Tanai, it's always considered automatic Machshav. Pliga Rabban Ola. So we had here that was the Kabbalah and Bavel. You see Rav Yehuda like that. That the Rabban argue. But Kisalika went up there to Shaul. Ask Chiler Rav Asi. The Yosef Kama Shmei Rav Yechon. I found Rav Asi saying Shmei Rav Yechon. Hakol Moedim Ba'im Amnas Kam Machshav Dami. Everyone agrees to this Rebbe. You say Amnas Kam Machshav Dami. Lenechku the whole machlekes is El Ba Yerim Lachamisa. The whole machlekes Rebbe and Rabban is a machlekes that we had already. By a case where you said Mahayoyim Lachamisa, where is a stira? Mahayoyim sounds like Shvichal from today. Lachamisa sounds like Shvichal after Misa. It's a stira. Is it a Tanai or it's a Chazara? When I'm backing out, I'm saying Lachamisa. So there was the machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. But Tanya, bring it right from a Brisa. The Brisa says, "Vayom lachamisa get veneget tapa ayin dalan on beis." But Tanya, "Vayom lachamisa get veneget." The Rechavim come on to suffix. Rabbi Yehuda, because I get it is a get. So upon him, that's where the machlekes Rabbi Rabbanon is. But Baal Manasseh, I'm going to agree with Kamachshav. That's what he said in Eretz Yisrael. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do? Rabbi Yehuda holds machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda don Baal Manasseh pligi. He holds that they argue on as pligi. So then the kasha is: Are the mifligi Vayom lachamisa mifligi Baal Manasseh? Why don't we have machlekes Baal Manasseh? Why do we have a funny case? Vayom lachamisa every Baal Manasseh is machlekes if it works in Afreya or not. Zok the Gemara, you know why I'm telling this chiddush on Yom Lachamisa? Like the Yacha Koicha the Rebbe, telling me the chiddush of your Rebbe. Even this case where it's a shiloh of a chazara, but I say Lachamisa still, Rebbe holds that it's kizeget. That's already a big chiddush. That's what you want to say. Vada that argue also Baal Manas. Break the Gemara. Look for Baal Manas. Why don't you say Baal Manas and say the chiddush the Rabbanon hold that Baal Manas is not Lamafreya? Zok the Gemara Koicha the Tera Adiflei. It's better to say the Koicha the Tera where it's mutter. That's better. That's a better case to say the machlokes is by koyach deratera other place. I'll come on. The bottom line is we have here Rabbi Yehuda holds the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon even by Amanas, but the other man never holds the Amanas. Everyone agrees k'machshav dami. And in any case, we pass like Rav Huna that anytime you say Amanas, you make it tonight. What you mean is that right now it should be chal, and then there's still you have to mekayim make condition like tonight. You have to pay the money, but avada it's chal l'mafreya according to Rav Huna, and not like Rabbi Yehuda holds the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. If you Rebbe, it's mafreya. If you Rabbanon, not. And Rav Yehuda was going to Rabbanon, but Lamaisa, Rav Huna says it could be it's not even machlekes. But in any case, Tosfos points out he passes like Rav Huna, who says like Rebbe, "Kol Oimer Amanas, Kol Oimer Machshav Dami."